When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, coming up on the midweek edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. We're going to talk wrestling with Mark Ironside, and that courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Also, Chris List of RotoWire.com will be joining us. That is courtesy of Imon Communications. We'll talk fantasy football and take your fantasy football questions. We'll talk Iowa-Notre Dame from last night and some bowl projections. And oh, by the way, guess who's back coming up tomorrow? That's the Gym Class coming away next on KGYM. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn with you here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. So we welcome you in here today on a Wednesday afternoon, overcast, if you will. Maybe even some snow showers will be moving in. That just makes me shiver just thinking about it. We're going to have a Bowling Night in America preview and, Mark, a recap of last week because there were big doings in the world of bowling on Bowling Night in America last Wednesday night.
It was Thanksgiving Eve. Of course, we didn't have a show the next day. And this is our first opportunity to bring you some unbelievable news that happened.
Startling news.
A week hence.
Startling news. Do I dare say? We will have that coming up for you in a little bit. Hawkeyes last night fall to Notre Dame in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which is, by the way, tied. Going into the final evening tonight, five more basketball games coming up. We'll take a look at the schedule here on the program. Iowa fell at the Joyce Center in South Bend. A game that was Iowa went on a big roll at the end of the first half, got it down to two, took a lead early in the second half. But a few defensive lapses in the second stanza caused Notre Dame to win that one by double digits. But a few, I think, bright spots last night. All hail the Mississippi Valley Conference last night. I believe the first 10 points scored by Jordan Bohannon and Cordell Pemsel last night. Bohannon was terrific from beyond the arc. Got the start at the point guard spot ahead of Christian Williams. Cordell Pemsel, of course, the good news and a good news, bad news situation because Tyler Cook is going to be out anywhere between, well, they say 3 to 4 weeks, but there is speculation that it might be beyond a month that he will be on the shelf. But anyway, Cordell Pemsel stepped into the starting lineup, went 7 of 8, shooting 74% this season for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I guess, do you want to look at it? Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty, Mark?
Yeah, I thought about it. I mean, you've got two guys that you were calling their games in the Mississippi Valley Conference last year, and a walk-on, a former walk-on in Nick Bear, who arguably had, you know, the three best games. Peter Jock was not good last night.
Oh, he was not good. But he's going to shoot.
4 out of 20 from the field.
He's got to shoot. Not good. He just took ill-advised shots last night.
And Pemsel was good.
Pemsel was very good. Pemsel was very good. Jordan Bohannon had his best game, as we mentioned. But just, I thought it was improvement for Iowa last night, especially coming off the horrific performance that they had down at Florida. First night offensively, second night defensively down there against Virginia and Memphis, respectively. But the defense is still not there for 40 solid minutes. And this is the hallmarks of a young team that's playing a pretty murderous schedule right now. Now, the next couple games are Stetson and Omaha before Iowa State. That should get better, but they'll have another big challenge against the Cyclones. And then the Hawks turn around. They'll have to play UNI down at Wells Fargo Arena.
I thought it was slight improvement last night. Of course, we mentioned the big games out of the freshmen, but Iowa again beaten badly on the boards and outscored more than double at the free throw line. I think Notre Dame had 30 out of 33 at the line.
Yeah.
And Iowa 12 out of 16.
But
I guess
you get that on
the road.
Expect
a little
though.
Bit of that on the road, but still, I think Iowa's weak in the inside, both scoring and rebounding wise. And I don't know how that's going to improve, really.
319-366-1600. Let us know what you think on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. You can also give us a call at 319-366-1600 as well. UNI basketball coming up tonight. They will take on the Patriots, George Mason. We'll have it for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll join up with Gary Ryman and Kevin Boyle for a 7:05 tip-off. For that one. To talk Hawkeye hoops, we bring in our friend Joel from Muscatine here at 309. Hi, Joel. How are you? Whoop, let me do this first. Now you're ready to go. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Good.
So I think you got to stay positive about Iowa basketball because it's a lot of young players. And when you think about the future, assuming recruiting classes come to fruition, you know, 3 years from now, you're looking at a 6'10 Garza on the floor, Hemsel, Cook, potentially, if he stays, you know, around that long. And then you have Connor McCaffrey, all these four-star recruits, and then Joe Wieskamp comes into the picture. I mean, there's a lot of quality talent on its way to Iowa City and is sitting on the bench that just needs to develop and become better. Lots of guys who have played in big-time AAU games and big-time high school games. So I think it's a year where you have to be patient and be positive because there's a good nucleus that's going to be there for the next 3 or 4 years in Iowa City.
I couldn't agree more. But patience isn't exactly a virtue. Ask everybody in Eugene, Oregon today.
Yeah, that's true. But I think with basketball, you get a little bit more latitude in Iowa City. I think that's just my opinion.
Joel, you have any idea how much, if any, Wieskamp has grown or improved over the summer?
I actually talked to him today. He was on my radio show this morning, actually. So I'm 6'2". You guys know me. You stood next to me. He's a legit 6'6", 6'7". I was in the gym with them a couple weeks ago. He didn't miss a three-pointer. He told me today he really worked on his one-on-one moves and creating his own shot, which he'll really be asked to do a lot for the Muskies this year. New head Muskie basketball coach, Gary Belger, an Iowa City Regina alum. So he's our new coach here at Muscatine. And so they play City High tomorrow night. Up in Iowa City. So if listeners want to go see Joe, they'll be at City High tomorrow night, and you can I'm not going to plug my radio station.
Well, we got it on the air, too.
All right.
So, Alex will be there.
All right, sounds good. We'll be competing in that regard. But, he's a great kid. I've known him literally since the day he was born. But he's 6'7", 6'6". And he's gotten stronger. He's put about another 10 pounds. He had mono over the summer, so he lost a lot of weight. He's regained that strength back, and he's just getting bigger and better. And his defense is really impressive, too. He's a very good defender. So
interesting.
Iowa fans will like him a lot, I think.
Hey, appreciate it, Joel. Thanks for the call, man. 12 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class.
I think it is a year of patience. I agree with Joel. Perhaps this is going to be a team that – you know, maybe is 500, maybe a little bit better, doesn't make a tournament, perhaps makes an NIT, maybe knock off a team it shouldn't along the way, but then suffer for, some bad losses too. That's just what I see right now. I know how teams can improve over the weeks, but there's promise in Pemsel and Bohannon, and I think Isaiah Moss has some upside.
I think so too.
To him as well.
And don't give up on Christian Williams yet.
No.
He's going to be fine. But Iowa trotted out a new lineup last night. Kind of 180 from what is going on in Ames. Iowa State needs to win this year because they've got those seniors. They got a bunch of seniors there, whether it be grad transfers, a transfer, Mitru Long, Monte Morris, the like, Matt Thomas, just go up and down the lineup. Iowa State's, they got to do something this year. Expected to get it done. That's what's going to make Iowa State next week very interesting on Thursday night because Hawks will probably go in there 5-4. Iowa State with a big game coming up on Thursday night against Cincinnati. But they are at Hilton Coliseum. We'll have that game for you at 1600 a.m.
Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line available 319-366-1600. Kenneth taking advantage. A subject we hit on yesterday, Scott. I believe the Hawks miss Woodbury especially.
What?
I think his presence in the middle was underrated. Glass is half full, though. Lots of young talent.
It's amazing that people are still going at it and battling about Adam Woodbury at this point, even though he has moved on from Iowa City.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Mark Ironside. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk some college wrestling with Mark, the Hall of Famer, and we'll do that here in a little bit. Chris Liss will join us as well. I want to remind you, the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Submit your information to KGYM, and you can check out the latest at the website, kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP to get things started. Other big piece of news going on right now, Mr. Dukes. Tomorrow, the highly, highly anticipated return of one Eldrick Tiger Woods to the world of somewhat competitive silly season golf in the Bahamas tomorrow.
It's the Hero World Challenge, and it's only an 18-player field, but it's 18 of the world's best. It's a tournament Zach Johnson won 2 years ago at a different venue. I think it was in California.
Yes, it was.
At that time. But Woods has been out 15 months. And today in a pro-am, he made two eagles, two bogeys, shot two under par. Which, we don't know how difficult that course is in the Bahamas. I wouldn't say it's a major tournament to caliber.
We would not shoot that well. Let's just put it that way.
No. But I don't care. It's going to be interesting. Mark Ironside's going to wonder what Tiger Woods shoots tomorrow. I mean, a lot of people are.
He's wondering. He is wondering. Look at him. He's it,
on he his way to South to Brookings, South Dakota. He's going to be wondering how Tiger Woods is playing.
He can hardly sleep
I'm
tonight.
Sure, I'm sure everybody on the bus will have their phones out following him.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be interested. Now, is this going to be the beat all of his return? No. It's an 18-person field, 18 golfers out there. Do I expect him to win? No, I don't expect him to win. Do you expect him to get dead last? Probably not. Could happen. I don't know.
I just want to see how he holds up.
I do, swing, for four rounds.
How his swing looks, and the competitive juices probably be flowing a little bit, but not like they used to be. I mean, yeah, it's only 18 players, but it is 18 of the world's best.
Including Zach.
Zach Johnson will be there, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That comes up tomorrow. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. And when we do, we're going to talk to Mark Ironside, and we'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
Iowa is bowl-bound. Go with Destinations Unlimited. Once the official announcement is made, transportation, hotel rooms, and tickets will go fast. So put your name on the list now at duagency.com. Follow the Hawkeyes with Destinations Unlimited. duagency.com.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger, and so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
317 back with you on the gym class on KGYM, and we're going to talk some college wrestling with you in our talk with Mark Ironside, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. They're located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee, Kurt's a big, big high school and college wrestling fan and a terrific guy as well. So stop on by and tell him that KGYM sent you. I still want to beat him in fantasy football this week, though. As we have our playoffs starting, somebody got the 12th seed out of 12 teams. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. Usually,
that's me.
I don't usually notice a man's hands, but Mark Ironside's right hand was sitting on the desk here, and his pinky is damn near sideways. What's up with that?
Do tell. Was that a wrestling room injury?
That was a wrestling room injury that never took the time to get fixed. It was just never a good time, so it is what it is. It used to look a lot worse than that, actually, Mark. So
you can still drive. You can still do stuff.
I don't even notice it. I don't notice it. My kids actually just noticed it. One of the kids noticed it probably about a month ago. One of the girls did and said something about it, but just oh well. You just kind of, as bad as mine looks. My brother's got one looks worse than that one even. But
it is what it is. It is what it is. Mark Ironside joining us here as we get ready to talk some wrestling with you on Wednesday.
Boy, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Well, are you disappointed with that story?
You could see it. It probably. I can see when you straighten it out, and it just goes back.
I do. This is not good radio, Mark.
It's good for us, though.
You need to have a like Periscope or something in here.
I don't.
Oh no, we don't. No, that would be bad. That would be very bad.
Then everybody can see Scott's sweater he's got on today.
Yeah, nice sweater.
Very
on.
Festive.
Thank you. Very Christmassy. Very the season. It is tis the season.
I apologize
right?
if Miss Unash got that for him last Christmas.
She did. Well, let's talk wrestling. I was 1-0
in the Big Ten.
And 1-0 in the Big Ten. 34-3, the win over at West Lafayette against Purdue. Expected, obviously. 9 out of 10 wins for the Hawkeyes. But unless, like you've said before, unless you win 10 out of 10, Tom Brands is not completely satisfied. He wasn't completely satisfied.
No, he was. I tell you what, I was sitting behind him on the bus on the way home, and I don't know how many times on the way home, just out of the blue, you hear him just, I don't know, I can't really repeat what he was saying on the radio. You know, they monitor this stuff so much anymore, but he just starts going on a tangent, and he's so upset with himself for that heavyweight match for having Holloway choose down. He should never chose down. A good coach would never have him choose down. Why did I have him choose down? I'll tell you why I had him choose down as he's talking in third person. I had him try to choose down because I wanted to see what he's made of. And I'm sitting in the back seat right behind him thinking, okay, am I supposed to be answering these questions to him or is he just talking to himself or what? You know, but it went on and on over the whole entire trip home. So, I mean, obviously we have some work to do at 197 and heavyweight on the bottom position. Luckily, we were able to pull out 197. Even though we got ridden for quite a while, heavyweight, we just couldn't come off of the bottom at all to save our lives. Should have picked neutral because when we were on our feet, we did take him down super, super easy and should have just stayed there. So, but yeah, he was beating himself up about that one loss, and he likes those goose eggs, and we should have had one.
South Dakota State coming up next, and you've been warning us for a couple weeks about this team, and I'm looking at the individual rankings, and they don't have many ranked wrestlers, there are a couple weights that – say they'd probably be favored at, and I guess you're just, you know,
it's a dangerous
you're not ever
meet.
Fearful. You're leery of going into that atmosphere when they'll be very, very hungry.
I mean, Tom loves that atmosphere. I love that atmosphere. I think the team that we have right now, they love that atmosphere. I really like this team. It's just a great group of guys. I like being around them. They're all on the same page. We did it in the Iowa City duels, which, you know, I don't get too excited about that because we're wrestling, you know, Cornell and Iowa Central. But we went and did it against Purdue. I mean, even though they don't have a ranked guy on their team, I mean, it's a Big Ten school. Competition definitely got stiffer. But, I mean, we're going out there and beating guys up like we should be. You know, I mean, we're winning matches by point spreads that we should be. The only bad thing about this Purdue match was that we didn't have a single set of near fall points in the whole entire match meet. You know, I mean, we win 9 matches and we won a couple of them 25-10. Kudos to Alex Meyer. I think 25 points was, you know, a career high for him for the most points scored in a match in his career. You know, not very often does a guy like Alex Meyer, you know, score 25 points in a match. But, you know, Gilman and Gilman gets a technical fall at 5:05 mark. He's got, you know, a minute and 55 seconds left to wrestle. Well, you got to manage that clock. Use that clock. Get a fall in there somewhere. Work on getting some near fall points and know that you got, you know, so instead of just playing the cat and mouse the whole time, which I'm in favor of taking guys down and letting them up. That's not what it's about. But somewhere in there, you got to, you know, learn. If you're that much more dominant than the guy, you should be able to put him on his back somewhere and get the pin. The rule changes a couple years ago when they went back to where you did not have to have a set of near fall points to get that fifth point for the team. The technical fall hurts in a situation like that. So the guys aren't really needing to get that set of near falls to be able to get that fifth point and only get a major, which was 4 points. I don't know if everybody's following me out there or not, but so I think that hurts people looking for the fall or not. And, you know, I mean, a set of near fall points, though, is worth 4 points now. So that's big. Yeah. But if you don't need them because you're just taking down, letting them up the whole entire time, but you don't really need them. But in the, you know, grand scheme of things, the ultimate prize and goal in wrestling is to get a pin. And that's what we need to be going for, just more near fall points, you know, if we can, and looking for them. And Gilman was just one that comes to mind. I think we controlled every match pretty much except for heavyweight that we lost. Kemmer won 157. I love that kid. But, you know, he wins 10-7. He's got 18 seconds left in the third period, and he really never made an attempt to get that major. And it's like I told him afterwards, you know, even in 18 seconds, it shouldn't have to come in that last 18 seconds. He should have had another takedown in the first period, in the second period, and earlier in the third period. There's just sometimes there's too much time lapse between those takedowns where he should have been more, you know, offensive or whatever. And like I said too, you know, I mean, it didn't matter for the team score. We didn't obviously need it, but what if at some point in time it did matter? What if we're wrestling Penn State, Oklahoma State? It does matter. That's why you make use of every second while you're out there. The other thing is what if that's he's behind by a point or it's a tie score and he needs another takedown in the last 18 seconds to win the match. You know, that would have been good practice for him to go after and get it in that last 18 seconds. So even though that we're dominating and we're winning, we still have more to go and get with speaking of the near fall points and falls and getting a major in that particular situation. There's always more out there. And that's where, you know, time comes from, and you're never satisfied really. But in the grand scheme of things, they're doing well. This team we're wrestling this weekend, Chris Bono, South Dakota State Jackrabbits, they're going to be ready to go. I mean, it's going to be a really, really awesome environment. Small type of gymnasium.
It's like the West Gym.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot like the West Gym up at UNI, and it's going to be heated, and you're going to see a lot of Iowa fans in there too, but South Dakota State's going to have, I mean, they're pumping it hard, as they should be. The premier match is going to be at 133 pounds between our Corey Clark, who's ranked number one for us, versus Seth Gross, who used to be a Hawkeye. He was there for his redshirt freshman year, and then he got kind of booted out because of off-the-mat conduct. And I know that he's not very happy about it, but it is what it is. He probably has gotten his act together, and he's dropped down from 141 pounds to 133 pounds, and he's ranked as high as fourth in the country right now. So that'll be you know, that's the match everybody's anticipating to watch and being a good match, and just to see how two former teammates are going to go at it. And see how that one plays out. They're also really good at 197, too. So this is going to be a great test for Cash Wilkie at 197 pounds, taking on a guy that's ranked fourth in the country. And I know one thing, Cash Wilkie really, really looks good on the feet. He can move great for a big guy. He's got some good low shots. He's so athletic. I didn't realize he was athletic as he is.
Yeah.
And the coaches were talking to me. I can't remember which one I was talking to. But, I know. They go into Purdue. And we walk in, we're looking for the wrestling room, and we're in like an indoor track area. And they got, what do you call that? Where you jump over the bar and land on the
high jump.
Yeah, high jump. All I'd come was pole vault, and I knew it wasn't that.
So no
anyway,
poles.
There's a high jump in there, and all the guys are taking turns high jumping. And Terry Brand says, I think it's Terry said, there's only one guy that's going to make that, and that's Cash Wilkie. So I was like, is he really that athletic like that? He goes, oh, yeah. He is. So, and it shows out of the mat, too. But one area that he's definitely got to improve is that bottom area. So as long as he can stay off the bottom and probably choose neutral, you know, he should be good. It should be an interesting match to see how he does there at 197.
This is a team that lost by 1 point to Minnesota. And granted, Minnesota's
and
down.
And beat Iowa State.
Beat Iowa State. So Minnesota's, you know, not great this year by any means. They got throttled pretty good, I think, by Oklahoma State last Sunday. But still, I mean, it's a Big Ten school versus, you know, I don't even know what conference South
Big
Dakota
12.
State's in. Big 12. South Dakota State is?
They're in wrestling. Big 12.
Yeah. Wrestling?
Yeah.
They're in Big 12?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
So, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, Bono's doing a good job over there. He's creating a lot of excitement. He's getting in some good recruits. He's recruiting a lot of guys out of the Midwest, out of South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota. I mean, he's using his His
a lot of Northwestern Iowa guys.
Yeah,
trying to get in there.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to shape him, mold him into Division I college wrestlers, and he's doing a pretty darn good job of it too. So, it's kudos to him, and it's good that Iowa's getting up there to help promote the sport up there a little bit too. And it should be a very entertaining match, a very fun match, hostile, like I said. And I think our guys are going to have no problem getting up for this dual meet.
Well, South Dakota State, like you said, they've almost knocked off Minnesota, beat Iowa State. It's top 20 wrestling program right now, at least as far as the rankings are concerned. It's early. We all know that. There's going to be a lot of change up and down the line. But it's good to see them in there. UNI is in there, I think 22nd or something like that, getting their season off to a start. Iowa State was in it but fell out. They'll try to get back in there, and still, it's the usual suspects though at the top right now.
Okie State's number one, a clear cut favorite number one. I think Iowa might be up to number two. Depends on what poll you're looking at. They were number three.
Two or three.
They were three to start with, but they moved up to number two. So it's going to be a very, very entertaining year, and it's like Tom always says, and like you should do, or any good coach says, you just take them one match at a time. But I know that Tom Brands was really kind of. He wasn't looking past Purdue, but he was kind of looking over the shoulder, looking forward to this dual meet and getting ready for this dual meet here this weekend.
I was looking at the Intermat team rankings, Mark, and it ranks teams both based on dual meets and on tournaments. Intermat has Iowa second in both. Do you believe this team is equally good at both dual meets and tournaments, recognizing you haven't been in the tournament yet?
Yeah, I think so for sure, and I think the only real difference in the tournament is comes into your conditioning becomes a real factor, and obviously I don't worry about our conditioning as a team. The one thing that I will say for as tournament goes, if you're going to compete and win that title at Big Tens and Nationals, you're going to need bonus points, and that's the one thing our team really needs to make sure we get when we have the opportunity to get them, and that's the other factor besides your conditioning. And the conditioning a lot of times is how you're able to get bonus points. But you look at Penn State in the past, all the bonus points that they rack up when they win their national titles and Big Ten titles, it's like, you look at their bonus points to compare to everybody else's in the country, and they're 20 plus points just on bonus points further ahead than everybody else. That's huge. I mean, it's just enormous. And that's what you need to do. A good school, a good team that's going to win nationals. And a lot of times it comes down to bonus points. And it probably will this year as well, too. Not just your wins or how many All-Americans you have, but how many bonus points you can get along the way. And that's where yet to be seen, what Iowa's going to be able to do would come to the bonus point. Bonus point materials, and that's what I'm talking about with Kemmer. It didn't matter in that dual meet against Purdue, but it very well could matter against a dual meet against Penn State or the Big Tens, or Nationals or whatever. So I've seen Big Tens won by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a Big Ten championship how long ago? Ohio State and Iowa tied.
Yep.
You never know when that extra point for that major decision for the team is going to come in handy, and that's why you have to have those. You have to have them.
How big a gap do you think there is between Oklahoma State and everyone else?
Not very big.
Not very big?
No, at least not us and Penn State and Ohio State. I think there's a little bit bigger of a gap, but I don't think it's too big. No. So
yeah, it'll be interesting. And then Iowa State waiting in the wings. Some other wrestling to talk about. High schools get started, of course. This is always we talked to KJ yesterday. It's such a great time of year, and this first weekend. Independence now is a 2-day event. Keith Young comes up. That's just huge, and it's just great to see wrestling back out there in all forms at all levels.
The temperatures are showing it today. It is wrestling season. It's brisk out there. It's cold. This is wrestling season. I mean, like you said, the high school season gets underway. Tomorrow night there's going to be some good matches. Actually, got
Jeff
underway
Kennedy.
Last night. Yeah, Jeff Kennedy
and Northland Lisbon and who am I
Albernette.
Missing? Albernette. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a
Huge.
Really big one. Always is. That's the type of stuff to me. It makes you just feel at home. it's here and it's fun. There's always good wrestling. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, it's like you can go somewhere and watch some kind of good wrestling. And just a matter of you. Unfortunately, you cannot be everywhere at the same time.
True.
And KJ, shout out to KJ, man. He does such a good job covering the sport. So he really works his tail off, and he's everywhere. He's always fun to have on the road and see at different events and stuff like that. He always keeps everything
light and lively.
Yep, exactly. You know, there's been a lot of media lunches between Wyatt and KJ and myself and some others. You know, you just get that same group of people. You sit down for lunch, say Nationals or Big Tens or whatever. And it's just always fun to see when you go to places like that and see your, you know, hometown people like that. And it's always fun having KJ around.
What is a week from Saturday, Mark?
A week from Saturday? What do you want to know? Do you want to know if it's the Iowa State meet or if it's second season shotgun?
Ding. That's a tough day for you.
That's a long day. That's a long day.
It might be a long day. We'll see. This weekend, this Saturday.
Rally, though.
This Saturday is opening day first season shotgun. So the first season shotgun hunters usually have something. Iowa wrestles usually that Saturday of opening season, first season. So those guys are going to be pretty excited this year that they don't either have to miss or worry about missing it, because the second season hunters are the ones that are going to have to worry about it this year.
We need some deer sticks, don't we, Scott?
Could always use that.
I can make something like that.
You and the girls work on that.
I just got Hannah's deer back the other day. We got some great jerky.
Hey, D3 is very prevalent here in Iowa with the Iowa Conference. Coe seems to be taking a bit of a step back, but is it still Wartburg and team like Luther?
Yeah, Wartburg. Yeah. You know, Luther's definitely coming on. They're doing a good job up there. I know Coe got beat by
Central.
Central the other day. You know, they're pretty young. I just talked to Coach O a couple of days ago, and he's pretty high on a lot of their guys and how they're going to produce and come along and so forth. But I tell you what, man, that D3 wrestling is some great wrestling in itself. And Wartburg just so stinking dominant up there. You know, I know that some of the other schools, you always hear them complain that, you know, their academic standards aren't near as high as any of the others, basically. You know, so they can get some athletes in there that a lot of other schools can't, and they just don't think that's really fair or whatever, but it is what it is, and they just keep doing their thing up there. So,
and kudos to Cornell, had a great time at their outdoor matchup as well at Ash Park, and they had a beautiful night. If you want a nice night in late fall in Iowa, just schedule an outdoor wrestling meet. I think we're learning that. Until the first one goes really, really, really sideways.
They're shoveling snow off the mat.
Maybe I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't do that. All right, my man. We'll talk to you next week. Look forward to it. We'll get ready for Iowa State then.
Yep, that'll be a big one too. So Iowa State, I don't care what they're ranked or what they're, you know, doing. It's just always fun having Iowa State come in and beating Iowa State in any sport for that matter.
Spoken like a hog, huh?
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
I got to tell you real quick. I saw the funniest thing yesterday.
Is this radio friendly?
Put your finger on the button, Scott.
when Mark starts off something with, this is really good.
It's just, we're talking about Iowa State and the love that I have for Iowa State. My wife showed me this last night when I got home from work. She was on her phone on Facebook, and there was something on there. One of her teacher friends is an Iowa State fan, and she showed me this, and it said, "Hey, so and so, they've got your Iowa State bowl game shirt in stock now at Kmart, Walmart, and it named somewhere else, and they're in packs of three for only $4." And it was just a picture of a plain white T-shirt. Oh God, I loved it.
You carry any at your shop?
I could. If an Iowa State fan wants to come in and buy their bowl game shirt, I have plain white shirts in stock.
Mark. All right. Talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Mark Ironside joining us here. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. We will have a Bowling Night in America preview and review and talk to Chris Liss after this.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver T-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Save $2 per quart on any qualifying Pennzoil purchase. See Pennzoil.com/rebate for more information.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class on KGYM.
Iowa State fans are striking back on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line.
Mark Ironside's little story about his wife showing him a picture of the Iowa State Bowl t-shirts, plain white, of course. 36-36. Oh, that's not funny. 71-49, that white t-shirt joke is way old, Mark, just saying, go State.
See, that's nice. It's good natured, right? It's good natured.
Mark Ironside coming back in the studio to pick up these numbers on the text line. No, not
and
really.
And he will find you. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Before we get to Chris Liss here, Bowling Night in America coming up tonight. First of all, you're on, I'm off tonight, and... tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got Capriotti's, our good friends Capriotti's. On
the Hall of Famer, Art Barron.
Exactly. 31-32 at the very end of the house tonight.
And weird things always happen at 31-32.
We try not to throw it off the wall, yeah. Rusty Nails at 28-20, tied for second in the Evergreen Mature League. Can we redo the commercial? In the Mature League, really? Three games back of first place. We'll try to tread water and get a couple tonight. But last week is really what we want to talk about.
Yes, last week, Bowling Night in America, a special pre-Thanksgiving edition. And my goodness, did we have history made last week.
It was indeed. And my only 300, as I mentioned last week, came the night before Thanksgiving a few years ago. Second game, I think on lanes 29 and 30.
Ish.
Our friends, the Pin Pals.
Yes.
Our rivals rolled a high game in the league this year of 14-17. Figure it out. Divide by five and see what their average is. This is not a high handicap team. Pin Pals blew away the opposition by like 300 pins.
And it was Durline.
Not only that, a bowler with a 178 average, one Dustin Bennett. Things stopped at May City in the end of the second game. Dustin Bennett with his first nine in a row strikes. This is the guy that bowled 142 the first game, folks.
140. I beat that.
He goes to the 10th looking for a 300. And damn it if he didn't bury all three.
He did.
A 300 and a lot of folks over there in the league congratulating Dustin, including the two of us. And he was really thrilled. I mean, that's maybe a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and he didn't back off. He didn't get any cheap ones, at least that I saw at the end, but congratulations to Dustin Bennett. The only down part is average went up about 10 pins.
And the only
four
down,
or five, I think.
The only down part was it doesn't get you a jacket.
Oh, Cajun Troy coming at Ironside. I'm sure Mark is wearing his Rose Bowl t-shirt proudly. Wow.
Ooh, Troy with a shot to the bow. 319-366-1600. We're going to transition from Iowa State Bowl
text
talk.
From Kirk Gustafson, our proud sponsor. That's why I sponsor him.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something like, trash talk to me. We do play one another in our fantasy football league this week. More on that coming up right now, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk fantasy football. Your questions for Chris Liss are welcome here at 344. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. And you can also pick up the phone and get right in line and give us a call. And, of course, our appearance with Chris is brought to you by I'm On Communications, the sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM. Chris, happy post-Thanksgiving to you. How are you?
Thanks. We had a good Thanksgiving. Went to London. And I have to say, with all these countries we've been to, it's really weird that you can just speak to people and they understand what you're saying. It's amazing.
Well, people that only read Chris's blog, and I highly recommend it, would ask him this question. How was the champagne in London?
It was good. We went to this party. It was, there were a couple of expat Americans there. One of them had a big Thanksgiving party. And I swear, you would take a sip of your champagne glass and they'd refill it. You couldn't even, they wouldn't even wait till you emptied it. You'd be halfway empty and they'd fill it. And it was very good champagne. And then I got somehow roped into the Japanese, I'm not going to lie, I didn't get roped in. I asked the guy once, their Japanese whiskey tasting. he must have had some Japanese whiskeys. I don't remember a whole lot after that. I just remember waking up and just having a real tough day on Friday.
Hey, we got a lot of texts rolling in, Chris. Let's get at it. 48-15, which quarterback would you want as your backup, Wentz or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
79-66, 2 weeks left in my league. Who should I be looking at as a surprise sleeper who can help me win the big title? 12-team league.
Well, you can gamble on Adrian Peterson, who might be back last week. He may not, and don't start him unless they've green-lighted him and everything's really good. But that's kind of a gamble. Another guy is Dorial Green-Beckham, who got a lot of targets Monday night, looked pretty good. For some reason, they stopped going to him, but he looked like they're going to get him involved. And Ladarius Green, at tight end, did something on Thursday or Thanksgiving, and they're going to get him more targets, too. So I like all of those guys.
Well, DeMarco Murray is in a bye week this week for me, and Duke Johnson is one of my backups. I needed to pick up somebody. Rashard Jennings was out there. I went ahead and got him.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's pretty tough against the run. Ben McAdoo is just going to force it, and probably be down 14-0 before they even get started. But you never know. They may get tackled at the one-yard line. He may get a short plunge. He did have a couple good games a few weeks ago, so sure, if you're in a pinch, not the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
How about 0656 Standard League, Rob Kelly or Frank Gore? And is it worthwhile to stream San Diego's D and bench Arizona's? That's what the question is.
I would take Rob Kelly at Arizona over Frank Gore at the Jets. And then which one, San Diego versus who?
Arizona.
Yeah, it's kind of 50-50. I guess I would probably go Arizona, but it's 50-50.
59-10 is in a standard league, Chris. He needs two of these three at wide receiver. Hopkins, Watkins, or Diggs? Two of the three.
Well, I'd probably go Hopkins against the pack. I think he'll go at least like 6 for 70 or something. But Diggs and Watkins both have injury issues. Watkins now has foot soreness again. Diggs, we'll see. So if Diggs is totally cleared for the game tomorrow, I would go Diggs. If there's any doubt in Watkins' practices tomorrow, then I would switch to Watkins.
48-15 needs two in a PPR league. Jeremy Hill, Rashad Jennings, Jonathan Stewart, Mark Ingram.
Jeremy Hill, Mark Ingram.
Greg from Dubuque is in a PPR and needs three. Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Sanders, Benjamin, or Watkins?
Michael Thomas, Hopkins, and then it's between Sanders and Benjamin. You know, keep an eye on Trevor Siemian's status. If Trevor Siemian is playing, then I'll go Sanders.
Okay.
He's in a boot, though, today, all indications, interestingly enough. 0-4-3-9, 16-team PPR league. Kaepernick or Cousins? And then would you start Malcolm Mitchell over DeAndre Hopkins?
The answer to the second one is no. The first one is the problem that I have for myself in one of my leagues, and I don't know the answer because I've been going back and forth. I've actually, it's a 2QB league, and I've got Cousins, Winston, and Kaepernick, and I don't know which two to start. And it's for a lot of money, this league. And I just want to get it right, and I'm not sure.
You have that same problem I have. I keep picking wrong between Alex Smith and Jameis Winston all of a sudden.
Oh, well, that's easy. Just pick Winston.
67-11, standard scoring. Chris needs to start two among these. Rawls, Baldwin, Marquise Wilson, Devontae Parker.
Baldwin, and you got to check if Parker's healthy. I go Baldwin and Rawls. I go both Seahawks.
Second question from the same, Cam Newton or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr going against Buffalo, Cam Newton in Seattle. I'd probably go Derek Carr.
31-35, pick three of these, Benjamin, Cooper, Hilton, Shepard. Or leave one out, I guess.
Hilton and Cooper for sure, and then probably Benjamin over Shepard. Although
Benjamin's at Seattle,
you know,
though.
It's a good matchup for Shepard. It's just that he got no target class. So I'll go Shepard over Benjamin.
66-87 is in a standard league. Fedorowicz or Bennett?
Our first CJ Fedorowicz question, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Where were you when the first CJ Fedorowicz question was asked on the show?
When he was at Iowa.
I think I'll probably go Bennett if Gronk is out, and if Gronk is playing, like Fedorowicz.
46-35, two of these three in a PPR league. Rawls, Devontae Booker, or Jordan Howard?
I'm going to go Howard and flip a coin, but I'll say Rawls.
62-98 in a standard league, needs a flex. Matthews, Gabriel, or Wilson? Marquise Wilson.
Matthews, Gabriel, or Marcus Wilson. I will say Matthews.
36-66, Marvin Jones or Allen Robinson?
It's bad for both. I'm going to have to say Marvin Jones.
24-08, I need to drop Ryan Matthews or Derrick Henry to activate Sammy Watkins. Who should I drop?
I would drop Henry.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
Tony and Anamosa, which defense, Minnesota or San Diego?
This week, San Diego.
69-99, Dak or Palmer?
Palmer's. I guess I got to go Palmer. Palmer's. He's done. But I'm going to take him against Washington.
26-49, Stafford or Wilson?
Wilson.
Okay, PPR 10-man. This is 1878. Randall Cobb or Sammy Watkins?
Got to go Cobb unless, you know, Watkins had a foot issue, so I'd wait as long as possible, but if I had to pick now, I'd say Cobb.
He has Eifert at tight end, needs a flex. Graham, Martin, or Stewart?
Jimmy Graham, mm-hmm. Martin, yeah. Or Jonathan Stewart?
Yep.
I guess I would go, if it's PPR, Jimmy Graham, if it's not, Doug Martin.
PPR, 2270, we were wondering, is it Robert Kelly or Lamar Miller?
I'm going to go Lamar Miller.
And then Nick in Cedar Rapids needs a flex in a standard league, Gore, Rawls, or Adams. We keep hearing the same guys.
Yeah, standard league, I'm going to go Rawls over Adams.
85-93, Amari Cooper, who didn't do much for me last week, or T.Y. Hilton?
If Hilton's completely healthy, then Hilton. If there's any issue, then Cooper.
0-7-2-0, Diggs or Devontae Parker?
If Diggs looks healthy heading in tomorrow, then Diggs.
Standard scoring, 61-37. Luck or Cousins, and Sammy Watkins or Michael Crabtree?
I'll go Luck over Cousins, but Luck is still kind of concussed, so make sure he's all right. And then I got to go Crabtree over Watkins. I mean, Watkins has to show he's completely healthy and play a full complement of snaps.
73-19, Hilton or Calvin Benjamin?
Hilton, if he's healthy.
67-11 is in a PPR, needs two among these. Tyler Boyd, Bolden, Steve Smith, Marquise Lee.
Steve Smith and Boyd, if Steve Smith is healthy.
79-66. Thank you, Chris, by the way, for the David Johnson suggestion as a top pick. I had first overall, and he has been awesome.
Good. Glad to hear it.
27-46, Chris, hamburger or hot dog?
probably a burger, but, you know, a good hot dog is good, too. It just depends.
We had to throw that one in there. Tony and Anamosa wondering, Moncrief, Golden Tate, or Allen Robinson in a PPR needs one.
At least you didn't ask me whether it was a sandwich. I guess I'll say Golden Tate against the Saints. I'll go Golden Tate.
0720. If Jordan Reed is out, Witten or Vernon Davis?
Vernon Davis. Although Arizona's been very stingy in tight ends, but I'll still say Vernon Davis.
0451. Carr or Kaepernick?
Very close. I guess I'm going to say Carr.
Think he's going to play. He's got kind of a one of those Mark Ironside fingers.
Dropped the ball and ran away on the play. Terrible.
PPR needs a wide receiver too. Hilton or Thomas?
Demaryius or Michael Thomas?
Michael, I'm sorry.
I guess I go Michael Thomas.
75-08. I play UNASH. Two on this list I need. Hilton, Demaryius Thomas, or Cooper?
They're good. I guess I go Hilton and Cooper if Hilton's healthy.
One last. Go ahead.
You send me the $20 via PayPal, Scott, since I gave him the wrong.
Okay, I will get that taken care of.
One last text for time purposes, I guess. 46-35. Tyreek Hill or Crabtree in a PPR?
I got to go Crabtree.
Yeah, Chris, our team that we were so high on at the beginning of the year is kind of, they got last.
management is part of the issue. Did I give you a B on that?
You
B+?
Did. You did. And we were both high on that team. And the only good thing is everybody makes the playoffs in this particular league. So
I hope you send me my portion of the participation trophy.
Hey, Chris, there's bad beats in poker and there's bad beats in fantasy football. I was up by a tenth of a point in that Kansas City-Denver game, goes to overtime, and I get beat by four.
Wow, terrible. I feel bad for you.
It can go both ways, I know that.
I've had worse. I've had much worse.
Chris,
I had the craziest thing ever. In 2001, I had the Bears and the Browns -5.5. They were up two touchdowns with a minute left. The Bears scored two touchdowns in a minute, and they got into overtime and got a touchdown in overtime.
Oh, man. Chris, tell us about the blog and everything you guys got at rotowire.com.
Yes, rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. If you enjoy this segment, you'll get all the latest injury news, who to start and sit. We rank everybody by position, so you can look these higher on the list. You know who to start. And, of course, all the injury updates all the way through kickoff. Again, it is rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Hey, have a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Chris List from rotowire.com joining us live from Portugal at 3:57.
And that was rapid fire. People are getting serious about their end of the season. Yeah.
It's time for the playoffs. So that's what people are doing right now. All right, UNI basketball coming up at 7 o'clock tonight at 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The Panthers and the Patriots of George Mason will be back tomorrow. John Cranton will join us. And the championship edition, not that it's the last one of the year, the championship conference championship game edition of the Carl Nernie's Pick 6 coming up tomorrow.
And a Dustin Bennett recap from Bowling Night in America.
We'll look forward to that. Keep me updated.
I will.
coming up tonight. APC coming your way next right here on KGYM. Thanks to Chris Liss. Thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us. And we'll be back with you tomorrow at 3. APC, Todd and Tyler coming up next. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
There are a lot of folks in the Cedar Rapids area who love Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty because their homes sold fast and for more money. But there's one guy who can't stand Doug at Pinnacle for selling more homes in CR fast. It's the guy who put up the sold signs on all those homes that Doug McAllister sold in CR. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to have that guy put a sold sign on your home in near record